the satellite. Body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve.
Welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild, episode 650. It's a
650
episode.
Well, just think, when we started this show, we were well over 650.
That's true. Now we're well under it. Thanks, Monjaro. It is Monday, July 13th, 2026, where it is 98 degrees and sunny outside in Chubland.
No, it's not sunny. It's cloudy because the mon fucking sooner weather. It's like sticky bullshit. East Coast, take back your weather. Okay,
well,
sorry.
You know, it's light out. Let's put it that way. I'm just glad
okay,
it's
yeah.
smoke, because that's when I woke up yesterday and saw that it was cloudy-ish like this. I'm like, oh God, do we have another fire? So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's 56 days until Labor Day. So we don't have to work until then. Also, it is 110 until Halloween and 165 until Christmas. And I already have one of my Christmas presents ordered. Woohoo! Well, not
girl,
like
I've already
for me,
shopped.
but like, yeah. Well, I know, but rich people tend to do that. All right. It is Patreon, which offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life and Fragments podcast, videos, books, and more. And we want to thank our patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stasage from the Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, Moose Pete. Please visit patreon.com/mattburlingame to find out how you can be part of our fam for as little as $1 a month.
I was thinking, would it be okay if we celebrated Kathy Bacon's birthday month again? Because it was nice and cool.
Oh, yes, it was nice and cool.
Yeah.
Because she's nice and cool, and she lives in a nice and cool environment. Sometimes it's too cool, and she's got a foot of snow.
Well, now it's probably not too cool, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've been on the blue sky hearing Moose and Big Fatty and them talk about the weather back there right now, and I'm glad I'm here.
Well, did I tell you that they threw me off of Blue Sky?
Yes, after all that inappropriate stuff that you did on there.
Yeah. I don't even post on it. I don't
well,
know what
that's
I...
the inappropriateness
Oh,
of
okay.
It.
That must be what it was. And then I said, you never sent me anything saying I had done anything wrong, and they still haven't. So, okay.
They're like, well, we're just ignoring you. Like you ignored us and didn't post for so long. Hey, let's take a moment to celebrate an affirmation. I am allowed to outgrow versions of myself that once kept me safe. Yeah.
Well, that's better than most of what
I am
you've
allowed
read
to
on this.
Outgrow my pants, which is probably what the other affirmation would have said.
Oh, no. Now, see, now you had to ruin it.
Aww.
Yeah, it was talking about how our childhood fears, we've outgrown them, and now we've become the adult that we are now today. That's what
when
it's
did
saying.
This happen? I don't remember it.
Well, no, it's not you. We're talking about me.
Okay, because I haven't outgrown shit. All right.
Well,
well
except
this
those
day...
pants. Yeah.
This
well,
day
I've grown them in a good way. You know.
This day in history, July 13th, major historical events. In 1908, Women competed for the first time in the modern Olympic Games. In 1923, famous Hollywood sign was officially dedicated in Hollywood Hills. In
What was it
1930,
called? What was it called?
it was called Hollywood Land, I believe.
Yeah, and it was a real estate
Area.
marketing scheme that they had.
Right.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
All right. In 1930, the first FIFA World Cup begins in Montevideo, Uruguay. I have friends there.
I wondered if Trump ruined that one too.
Probably. He seems,
Yeah.
he was born. In 1937, Krispy Kreme was founded in North Carolina.
Wait, what year?
1937.
Really?
Yes, Queen.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to get Krispy Kreme's celebration. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, for everybody. Okay, 1960, John F. Kennedy wins the Democratic presidential nomination. In 1973, while President Nixon, his secret White House taping system is revealed during the Watergate investigation. And then we have 1985, Live Aid takes place in London and Philadelphia, and raised like a ton of money. We have 1990 with a film Ghost premiered in theaters. Apparently, that was historical.
Well, no, you know what? I saw it 2 weeks before that at a
Oh,
special screening.
no way.
Well, no, the weird thing about that was I couldn't, it was such a good movie, first of all, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like I'm going, oh my God, I saw this movie called Ghost and it was so good. And they're like, Ghost, what's that? I don't know what that is. And I go, well, it's like Whoopi Goldberg and it's Demi Moore and it's Patrick. Oh, it sounds terrible. And
Yeah.
then, of course, I had to wait, and then 2 weeks later, it's the love of everyone. But it pissed me off that everyone was like, ew, big deal. Who's that? I don't even, ew, why do I want to see a movie with Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
people suck.
They
Well,
do. I was in
my.
love with Whoopi Goldberg so much back then. I mean, not that I'm not, but Ghost, I actually got to see that in the theater and it was absolutely wonderful. Do you know that
Swayze.
yes, actually fought for Whoopi Goldberg to
Yes,
have that
yeah.
part? Yeah. So, okay. And then in 2024, former President Donald somebody is allegedly wounded in a staged assassination attempt during a campaign rally in Philadelphia. Wow, interesting. All right. Celebrity deaths or births. Yes, they were born first. So in 100 BCE, Julius Caesar, relative, Roman general and statesman, was born. Yay. 1940, jumping forward in time, Patrick Swayze was born. In
Oh.
1942, Harrison Ford was born. And then in 1946, we have Cheech Marin. 1972, Deborah Cox, singer, Broadway performer. And in 1988, Colton Haynes, actor from Teen Wolf and Arrow, who was forced out of the closet and outed, and it was just not a very nice thing. Celebrity deaths that happened on this day in history. 1024, Henry II, the Holy Roman Emperor, died. Very sad. 1954, Frida Kahlo, iconic Mexican artist.
Wait, wasn't her birthday last week?
Yeah, it was actually.
Okay.
1989, Laurence Olivier, the legendary actor and director, and in 2013, Cory Monteith, who played Finn Hudson on Glee.
That was a big shock to everybody.
Yes, very much so.
Now he committed suicide, right?
No, he died of a drug
Oh, an
overdose.
o an overdose, yeah, which people thought might have
Allegedly.
been, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see if we celebrated any holidays today. Oh, looks like we did, starting with Barbershop Music Appreciation Day. I mean, I didn't celebrate it, but
Oh God, I hate it.
yeah, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I it's not my thing, but I don't know. Anyway, but here's the one we celebrated: Beans and Franks Day.
You did?
Well, yeah, we have beans and franks. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Okay. It's also Embrace Your Geekness Day. Yes. Fool's Paradise Day. No, thank you. Go West Day. I've never been with West.
No, isn't it? Wait, so that is a holiday for the Pet Shop Boys?
Yes, go
Okay.
West. Although they won't sing that song in concert anymore.
Oh, because it was written by the guy from
Asshole who just
yeah.
died. Yes. Gruntled Workers Day. Okay, so you have Disgruntled Workers Day. This is Gruntled Workers Day. I guess that means you love it. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Let's see. We have International Town Criers Day. I know him.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. National Beef Tallow Day. I know you love beef
I
tallow.
love beef tallow.
Yeah, you like to lick it and stuff.
N no, have you ever tried making potatoes with it?
Ugh. I mean, no, I haven't. So I can't say ugh because I've never tried it. So,
It's amazing.
yeah.
My mother used to do it when she made a roast. She'd make the roast and then she would roast the potatoes, but they basically fried themselves in the oven in the beef tallow, and they were crispy and they had this wonderful, wonderful t they were so good. Have you ever had like duck like
No.
stuff cooked in duck fat?
No.
Your life will change.
Yeah, I hear that it is quite the thing, and but no, I've never had the chance to really try duck. So, let's see, National French Fry Day.
What, French Fry Day? I'll try to get that one in today.
Yay! At least one of us will. Okay, so those were lovely holidays. I'm so happy that we talked about them. And now we're going to talk about some amazing birthdays. Amazing birthdays.
Yay.
Please hold. Your internet is very important to us. Okay. Today, happy birthday to Spencer, Luke, and Derek, who almost was Father Patrick in one of my plays. And then we have happy birthday to Ken, Layla, Michael, Toby. Oh, Toby, he used to be Twinkle Boy, one of the original gay podcasters, or second wave-ish. Anyway, then we have happy birthday to Gary, Bon Signor, Bon Signor. Okay. Anyway, Anthony. Paul, E.T., Anita, Eric. Oh my goodness, it's one of our patrons, Mr. Eric. Happy birthday, Eric. We also have Joe, formerly known as that manhandled in Montana. He used to have a podcast. Happy birthday to Mark. And Mark used to be hopefully he still listens, but he's the partner of one of our dear sweet listeners who participated quite a bit but passed away just last year. So we also have Andrew, Bradley, Ken. Oh, another patron Charles. Happy birthday, Charles. We have Tim, Matthew, Manuel, Wendy, and Mary. Mary the Sober Girl, another podcaster. Yay. All right. Happy birthday, y'all. Tom won't wish you happy birthday, but I will. All right,
Have you
moving
seen
on. Chum Hook.
pictures of the kittens that Zombie Girls put up there?
The TJ Zombie Girl, she's
Yeah.
always putting up pictures of beautiful little kittens.
I know. I want to send my pictures of kittens, but I'm not
You
keeping
should.
mine.
Oh.
But you know,
Are you doing
but
anything with them?
I'm sorry.
Are you doing anything with them? Are you trying to
We're
trap them?
trying to get them, but the one paranoid mother, because there's two mothers. The one mother's okay. The other mother's so paranoid. And last night I actually yelled at her because she, well, because I'm in the kitchen and she's outside the door looking at me going like this.
It's like, this is my house,
And so
girl.
I open up the door and I go, okay, Missy, you know what? Let's talk about what you've contributed to your children's well-being. Let's see. What have you fed them? Nothing. What have you done for it? You've made them paranoid and scary kids, you know, scaredy cats, and now they're going to be a mess because of what you did to them. And she's just sitting there looking at me like, why is he yelling at me? I don't know what's I, he's yelling at me. And I continued to yell at her. And then finally, I just slammed the door out of anger and frustration.
Well, that will teach her.
I thought so too.
She won't be scared of humans anymore.
No,
Right.
but I did. She did have the little orange cat next to her, and I go, look at, she's taking you and making you all just paranoid kitties, and you don't want to do that. What have we ever done? We've done nothing but be good to you. We feed you. We talk nice to you. We haven't gotten a dog and run you off of the property. No. She's the one that's poisoning your minds.
Well, now you know what it's like to raise teenagers.
Oh God, yeah. Okay.
All righty.
Don't get hurt.
Okay, well, it's time for Chub Hugs, and I want to send some Chub Hugs out to Mr. Gavin and Mr. Mean Keen on their newly adopted pups. They
Wait,
have,
pups? Like two? Three?
so Gavin adopted a young lady pup, and then I don't know whether Mean Keen's is a male or a female, but they are older rescues,
Oh,
and
good.
from yeah and so but seeing the pictures of them posting it and everything, it's just been really lovely to see. So yeah, how about you? What you got for Chub Hugs?
Well, I want to send Chub Hugs out to everyone that has been dealing with the sad, you know, situation with both Mitch McConnell and with Lindsey Graham passing away, because I still think Mitch McConnell is dead. Because even Laura Loomer yesterday goes, oh, hey, I love that AI picture that you guys post. BS is what I'm calling for that. So anyway, but you know, to all the people who are sad about that, I send Chub Hugs out to. You know, I don't want to say that I'm happy about their deaths. I'm not happy about their deaths, but I am happy that they are removed from creating havoc and chaos for our lives. That's what I'm happy about.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm not one of those that's all like, I'm glad they're dead. But let's just say that after all the shit that Lindsay did to the queer community and fucking with our rights and voting against us and everything else, and then sat there taking dick, you know, fuck you, bitch. Bye-bye. Oh, anyway,
Oh, and
sorry.
by the
I
way, I
should
did
just
want to,
say gay Felicia.
I did want to say that Mitch McConnell is a really good dancer. He does the Thriller dance
Yeah.
as good as Michael Jackson.
Well, it's easier when you're a zombie, right?
Right.
So, all right. We do have some stuff in our feed bag, though. Sean says, deconstructed coffee. I'm already paying $8 for the drink, and now I got to put it together too. No thanks. Thank you. That's what I'm spraying. Yeah. All right. And then Sean also says, Cheers is a show I feel compelled to watch lately. It was one of those shows I kind of saw in the background as a kid, as my parents watched it. Curious to see how I'd feel about it as an adult and whether or not any of it holds up.
You know, it's really fun doing that.
Yeah, it can be.
But other times it's like, if you're talking about shows in the late 70s and 80s, yes. If
Yeah.
you're talking about shows in the 60s and early 70s, maybe not so much. I know I went back to watch Lost in Space, and I got through like some of season one and went, oh, wow, I didn't realize that this was playing to a 7-year-old. when I was seven, and
Right.
that's who the audience was. I didn't realize that. I thought this was as big as Star Trek.
Yes. Yeah. I think that anyone that would go back and watch Blake Seven would be chagrined. I'm still,
Yeah.
Heather and I are still 6 episodes before ending this monstrosity. We now watch it on 1.5 speed. I've gotten her to understand that it's so fucking slow, honestly, that watching it on 1.5 speed, you're just making it watchable. So,
I doubt that. I
oh
mean,
no, if I promise you, if you sat down and started watching an episode, you'd be like, please speed this shit up.
well, I know, or I would just say, turn this shit off. Yeah.
You know what? If we weren't 4 or 3.5 seasons in, and we're gonna finish this damn thing, but it's gonna take us another month and a half. Anyway. Okay. Well, let's see what else we got here. It is time for, oh my gosh, buckle in, people. We're gonna be here a
Yeah,
while. It's
sit
time
down,
for
sit down.
celebrity deaths.
Well, I'm still starting out with Mitch McConnell because I think, well, last week I called him dead. This week I still think he's dead. If not dead, brain dead. If not brain dead, incapable of coming back to the Senate. So he's as good as dead to me.
As long as there's some tube keeping the meat fresh, he's alive. Keep going.
Okay. Secondly, Louise Lasser, who starred in the short-lived satirical soap opera Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, has died at the age of 87. Did you ever watch Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman?
When I was a little kid, I watched a couple episodes and I thought she was a doll because of her hair. So I actually do want to go back and watch it again.
Well, I kind of do too, because as a I guess I
Adult.
wasn't really a kid, I was a teenager, and I found it like watching paint dry. It was so boring. And I know that it was supposed to be funny and clever, mixing, like weird, stupid people w into a soap opera theme. But it was, to me, it was horrible at the time. So, did you want to do the next one since you know more about her?
So Anna Dawson, who was 88, was a British actress, and she was known for many really, I mean, just amazing parts. But the one that she just always gets known for is playing my sister Violet on Keeping Up Appearances. She was the one who had a double garage and room for a pony. Jesus. But I'm telling you, that catchphrase. Every episode, we always know her for, and she was only on the show like physically about 3 times, and yet, iconic part.
Well, and I mentioned to you after we read this that I don't know what it is right now. It's British, sitcom stars basically, and major music stars
Right.
are dying. And I haven't seen this much death. Remember, there was a January back a few years ago. It was really cold, and we had a lot of pets that had died, listeners' pets and friends' pets that had died, and a lot of humans that died too. I think that was when Betty White died right before her 100th birthday. It was like they were dropping like crazy.
And like
And but then,
2016, remember that when Prince and all those
oh God.
people died all of a sudden?
So anyway, speaking of that, Bonnie Tyler, the Welsh singer whose iconic raspy voice turned tracks like Total Eclipse of the Heart and Holding Out for a Hero into some of the biggest song of the 80s, has died. Rudolph Mantooth, the firefighter paramedic Johnny Gage on Emergency, he died at age 80. Actor Peter von Norden, and he died at 75. And the name's probably not familiar to you, but if you see his face, he was in both all the Naked Gun series, he was in the Police Academy series, and basically, if they needed a cop or a gangster in a movie or television from the 80s on, he was probably one of them. So, Okay, next, Senator Lindsey Graham died at 71 after a brief and sudden illness. They're saying he had basically had a widowmaker heart attack.
Yeah, they said like a torn aorta or something was
Yeah,
going
well,
on.
and but did you hear that Kash Patel said, "Well, we've got the FBI on it."
Well, yeah, and then they were starting conspiracy theories that like since he was just in Ukraine that like Russia poisoned him and all this stuff, and it's like
Well, and what have you heard about what how they do this? I heard today I was watching a show and they said they have a frozen capsule that they can fire at you, and it feels almost like a pinprick. And what happens is it penetrates the skin and it's frozen, so it melts, and then within that way it doesn't happen instantaneously, but within like 10 minutes, you're dead.
Wow.
So it was, and of course, every time, I mean, he didn't fall out a window as most of the Russian people end up doing, but he did have somebody call and say that he's on the ground. And who was that?
Don't
Because
know, because apparently I heard something about the call came from somebody that was like miles away or something, and I don't know. I don't know. I don't
yeah,
know. He's dead.
he's dead. Okay. Broadway actor Josh Grizzity,
Grizzetti.
has died at the age of 44. He's best known for Something Rotten and It Should Have Been You. He was also in The Marvelous Miss Maisel,
Okay.
and which I'm watching currently. And he was in the he's one of the writers in the writer's room in season five. We start season five tonight, and he was in eight episodes. But the sad thing about it was he committed suicide, which I hate it for actors because they put everything out there and then they get nowhere. And I know what that feels like. So I feel for him, but he died on the 10th. Then you had Wai Ching Ho, best known as the Boss Mama in Daredevil, Iron Fist, and Defenders. She was also Grandma Wu in the Oscar-nominated Turning Red. So she did voice work. She did acting work. I mean, yeah, she deserves to be on the list. We also had just last night Sam Neill, who was the adventurous leading man who emerged from New Zealand to make his mark in such films as Jurassic Park, The Piano, Dead Calm, In the Mouth of Madness, and so many more, has died at the age of 78. That one surprised me.
Yeah, me too.
And then you have Scott Bryce from As the World Turns. He played, I guess, Craig Montgomery. He passed away at 68 years old from cancer. And this morning I said, "Oh, did anybody else die when I wasn't looking?" And you go, "Well, I've already put it on the list."
Yeah, I know. It was like horrible because like I got on Facebook and it's like right away there's more people. I'm like,
Yeah.
okay, enough
It's just
now.
crazy. And still we didn't get the one we wanted, but that's another story for another day. Okay, let me tell
Want
you about my week.
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to say there's a show called Master Chef,
Master what? Oh,
with
yeah.
Gordon Ramsay. And they were doing a thing called Continents, so they had somebody from Asia, somebody from So anyway, they had all these different contestants. And it hasn't been on for like weeks. And if it has been on and they just haven't been updating me, I'm gonna kick somebody's ass over at Hulu.
But
I
you
should
hate the
probably
concept, right?
I should probably look into that because they've done that to me before where it was another MasterChef show and they I'm gonna look into that. Anyway, RuPaul's All Stars, they're into the finals. We just lost Sam Star this week, and I don't think we should have, but we did. They're keeping Akeri Davenport Kennedy for some reason, I don't know. because they got rid of the other Kennedy. I don't know. I don't know. It seems funny business. This is the stuff they were calling last year when oh God, I've just gone blank on her name. Ginger Minj won, and everyone's like, okay, what's that all about? So I'm just hoping it's not going to be Kennedy. So we'll find out. Actually, we'll find out this Friday. Like I was saying on the Marvelous Miss Maisel, we just finished season four. We're into season five tonight, which was the final season. Just so many. You watch it, and you can't believe how many actors did roles in that. It was funny. Last week, I was sitting here, sitting watching the show, and the director of this Broadway play, he was like going on, and I went, "Wait, that's Michael. Isn't that? That's the director from maybe Happy Ending. I'm sure of it." And then I looked it up, and it was him. So it's just kind of fun to see who shows up. A lot of Broadway people were in it. Really, just a wonderful show. I'm so glad I went back and watched it, and now I'm making Sean watch it for the first time. So,
Oh, cool.
and he's really enjoying it. We finished season two of Avatar: The Last Airbender, and of course, they left us on a big cliffhanger. And I was thinking, okay, wait, where are the rest of the episodes? And they go, oh, well, season three is coming soon. So it's one of those where they'll bring out season three. Right at the end of a month, so they get layovers for both months as far as people taking Netflix for, another month kind of thing.
Right.
How they work it.
Yes.
Eye of the Storm Chasers, just some of I can't believe the photography that these guys get. And I know that, that's their job, but they've got like 4K and 8K photography on these tornadoes that is spectacular. It's just spectacular stuff. And then there's also the Eye of the Storm, which we just saw a hurricane that they had coming into Tampa Bay area. And it was like the storm surge was like at one point they were expecting 10 to 15 feet storm surge. So think of it that way, because that's just the waves coming in. The waves coming in, that's over your house, so scary stuff. Anyway, Big Brother started this week. They did bring back Angela, ugh, and they brought in Devin and Dee from Survivor. So I don't know why they feel they need to have all these celebrities, because they also have Selena S. Titties from RuPaul's Drag Race, but not as a celebrity, but as Jason. And then Lyric, who was on American Idol, she not a whole long time on American Idol, but she was on American Idol. So it's weird that they're getting these. Well, I guess it's not. What they're getting is people who have high social media contacts. So, their audience is going to watch, come in and watch them. So I get it, but the best part, though, they also brought back Rachel for the first episode,
Oh, gee.
who we hate. And
Yeah.
so what happened was they were doing this whole thing with the first contest for head of household was only the three celebrities. But as the game started, this pterodactyl, not pterodactyl, Tyrannosaurus, T-Rex, comes in and chases Rachel up the volcano. She falls in the volcano and dies. And w
What?
which I know, it was hilarious. And at the end of the episode, they showed a view into the volcano, and it was just Rachel's burned up body on top of the thing. I laughed so hard. And the next day, people were going, how do you feel about this year's Big Brother? And I go, hey, just seeing Rachel floating on top of that volcano dead made my day. And I got quite a few likes on that. Also, Project Runway started over on Hulu, and they have actually two of the RuPaul's drag queens as creators. But I got a feeling Well, we're going to lose at least one of them, if not both of them, next week because they're both in the bottom. There's four in the bottom. They're only picking one person, so I don't know what's going to happen. I hope they keep playing Jane because she's good TV. But still fun. And by the way, Christian Siriano, he is so hilarious.
He can be when he's not
No.
a little bitch.
Well, that is the bitchiness is what's so hilarious. At one point, someone goes, "So, what kind of earrings do you think? Like big dangling?" And he's like, "Ugh," and walks away. It's just, I'm laughing my head off. And they like to put little when they put the people's names down when they're talking like to the what it's the confessional. You know how they talk to confessional, and it'll be like plain Jane. And she's bitching about something. They'll have like a little something underneath that's funny, or are je jealous of your booty, or whatever. It's always something hilarious. So make sure if you're watching Project Runway, do not miss the subtle humor that they're pumping in with the little asides there. Emmy nominations came out this week. The big nominees were The Pitt got 25 nominations. Hacks got 24 nominations. And I can tell you that of the two, both of them, huge number of acting and acting nominations, as well as guest appearance in a show. So, because, I mean, 25 and 24 nominations, that's a lot of nominations. Considering that you can only achieve so many with the technicals. So, and then Widow's Bay, which is over on Apple TV, which is a horror comedy, that got 19 nominations, which blew everybody away. No one expected that. The Bear actually only got like under 10 nominations. Normally they were the big nominee, but I'm watching The Bear. It's still a good show, but you know what I've realized about The Bear?
It ran
There's
its
never a
course.
happy ending. And there's never a good day is getting through without the building burning down. And it kind of wears on you after a while. I mean, I had seen enough shows to know that I would never want to open up a restaurant, but this one is like, are you people insane? What are you doing? So it's funny. And then RuPaul's Drag Race picked up 11 nominations, which is the top of the reality TV show. So hopefully Traitors can sit down for a season and RuPaul's Drag Race can get awarded for what it deserves, which is best reality show. Also, okay, I'm also watching Elle over on Prime. Marvelous Maisel and Elle, which is the Legally Blonde series that's out right now. It's actually pretty cute. It what happens is Elle's father has some sort of problem. I think he's a dentist or he's some kind of medical person, had some problems, so they had to leave LA and they're in Seattle. And they're in Seattle in the middle of the grunge era. So Elle does not know what she's hit with. So she comes in pink and everyone else is wearing black. And so it's funny. It's a fish out of water kind of thing. And it's working. But this is something I haven't seen in a long time. Maybe I don't get it out enough. Maybe I'm just, I don't know. But I have seen in the past few weeks people throwing garbage out of their window, just like littering. And it's not like, when you're driving in the car and the window's down and all of a sudden the receipt that you just got flies out the window. Not that. This is like them taking them ha their hand out of the window and dropping garbage on the ground. And it's like, yeah, but you know what? I always forget his name because I hate him so much. Stephen Miller.
No.
When he was in high school, He had said, "Why are we cleaning up after ourselves? Why? We got janitors. If we clean up after ourselves, why do we need janitors? So if you want to keep janitors employed, I'm not picking my shit up anymore." And it's like, you are just a horrible human being. I mean, just on a litter level, and not on the fact that you're just a horrible human being. And it's, I mean, I'm sure that he's the kind of person that gives shit to a waiter too. I can feel it. And so, other than that, we were talking earlier about the heat. Last night was intolerable, intolerable. At midnight, it was 76 degrees, but it was still so humid because we've got this monsoon bullshit coming up from Mexico. But I guess, it does give us a little taste of how good we have it and how bad it is on the East Coast. Because I'm watching people talking on the East Coast. Well, Sater goes, "Wait, they always tell us California's so hot." And it's and you know, because he hasn't he lived in Monterey. First of all, the bitch lived in Monterey, which the weather doesn't get over 80 degrees ever. And when it does, it gets to 80 degrees, and then the fog comes in, and then everyone's wearing sweaters. So, but he's now living in, I think it's Pennsylvania, and it's close to 100 degrees and the humidity. And so, yeah. So, but we've been seeing a lot of that. So, weather-wise, I do want to send that chub hug out to everyone that's having to deal with weather, especially last week with the whole. I mean, we were making fun of the fact that the whole state fair bullshit at in Washington, D.C. It was hilarious because it was so hot and so humid, and it was raining, and there's thunderstorms. Ha ha ha! But New York and Philadelphia, all that area was down
Subjected to all
North
that.
Carolina, they were having it. So yeah, everybody was suffering, and it comes and it goes. That's all I can say. We've got this for 3 days, and then in 2 nights it's good. Well, like last night it got down to 69 degrees. Tonight it's going to get down to 67 degrees, and then the night after that, 56 degrees. It's going to be like you're sleeping in the refrigerated area at Costco. It's like, okay, that's life. That's good stuff. But anyway, I think that's it for me. Anybody want kittens? We can mail them to you. I have seven of them. They're adorable. If you want pictures, I can send them to you. And you take all seven and you get two mamas for free.
Well, you need to be capturing those things and at this point before it gets too late for
I
them.
know. I know. They're going to be too old.
All right. Well, my week was kind of a mixed bag, starting out with mom had a fall this week. And,
You didn't even tell me about that.
well, I
Okay,
didn't
you're telling
tell
me
many
now.
people about that, honestly.
Okay. What now was she just not using a cane or
No,
anything?
she was in the room of requirement, and she was trying to get a water, and she was being absolutely fine. And it's one of those things where she turned and just lost her footing and
Okay.
went down, and she ended up hitting her back on the corner of a desk, wooden desk. And unfortunately, the corner is one of those press board
Oh, I know what that feels
things,
like.
and it sucks. And I've always like that used to be my father's old desk, and I worried about it with him. I always wanted to put like something on the edge because I didn't want him to fall on it. Well, anyway, so when she fell, she hit her back, but fell down, and so it went up her back. And so even though it didn't cut her, she had a little bit of scraping, but the worst thing is that like her lower back is almost solid bruise. I mean, it is a big purple, oh my God, type scary looking bruise. She's getting around just fine. She doesn't have much, like, hardly any pain, except, a little bit of, like, when she leans back in her chair or something like that. So she's fine for the most part, but it's just one of those things where something you can be so careful and everything seems to be fine, and then just,
Well, something like that happened to me last year, January. So it was 25. And what happened was I got up, and I know what happened was my leg was asleep, somewhat asleep. So when I stepped on it, my knee didn't hold, and I went right into the side of the wall, and I
Oh,
had.
yes, remember that.
And I had a bruise. Oh my God. And when my mother slipped on the ice back when I was a kid, she landed on her hip and had a bruise from her hip to her armpit, a big purple black bruise. And what's happened with me is, because I'm older, is that everything's deliberate now. Every step is deliberate. Everything, if I'm getting up, I'm standing up first. I'm not getting up and walking. Everything has to be when I get up out of bed, I get up, I throw my legs over, I stand up, and then I move. But it when you get older, it's just if you just let it slip one time, it can be disastrous. So I'm glad she's okay. I mean, fortunately, she can't see the bruise. Because I'll tell you, when you can see the bruise, it's worse.
Well, and that's I took a picture of it and showed it to her because she was just like, I don't think it's that bad. And then I'm showing her the bruise. She's like, oh my God. So anyway, and of course tomorrow I have to go in for a full day board training for the nonprofit that I'm part of, and I am just so like, this is so pointless. I do not need to be there for any of this BS, but I'm going to, on top of having to Uber there and pay for the Uber and all of that stuff, and I'm just like, you want to throw stress onto me.
Now,
Do
where is
that.
it?
It's at the office, which
Yeah, I
is
don't know where
the
the office.
end of Franklin, same road that we're on, but
Oh.
down toward Florin.
Can't somebody pick you up on the way?
No, unfortunately, because most of them don't drive.
Oh my God.
I don't understand this nonprofit, but anyway. Otherwise, I'd be like, "Hello, girls. Come on, I'm the interim board president now.
Yeah.
Let's move things along. Somebody
Sorry.
pick up the king, Anyway, I did get to go to Winco with Heather the other on last Thursday, and so that was a very nice visit. There was actually some sales going on, so that was nice. Although considering what the regular prices are there now,
Oh,
that's good.
did they raise their prices?
Any surprises?
No, prices. Did they raise their prices?
Oh, Winco, like every time I go, prices just go up and up
Okay.
and up. And then this time, it was basically like there was some stuff that I usually get that was on sale, but their sale price now is what I paid like last year,
Right. Well, it's funny because I hate going to Winco now because they won't let you kill the other people, and that bothers me
Well, which
because
one do you go to?
I go to the one on
How?
no,
No.
I go to the one down in Elk
Shelton.
Grove.
Okay. So that's the one that we go to as well. Of course, we're there at like Thursday nights, usually at 7. So it's not that, it hasn't been that bad for a while.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, I don't want to go to the one out on Howe. Those people are horrible. And I'm talking about the checkers, the patrons, they're off. They're just awful.
Well, first of all, you have to walk a half a mile to get into the building.
Oh, that sucks too. Yeah.
And actually it's better laid out than the one on in Elk Grove, but
Not for me.
at least the Elk Grove one, you walk into the store and you're in the store.
Right.
That 'cause that I'll tell you, when you're already exhausted by the time you get into the store, and Winko's a chore. It's
Yes.
a because you really, you don't go to Winko to pick up a thing. You go to Winko to pick up thing a lot of things. You're
Right.
buying for the month. You're getting a lot. What we usually do is we get a lot of staples there,
Yeah.
and cereals and sauces and rices and anything that's usually pretty cheap because the Winko price on like the Rice-A-Roni is half the price of the Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what we do, but it's like you're up and down every aisle and there's all these people who don't want to get out of your way.
Not to mention the people that bring their kids, and then there's like it's like going past a satellite where there's like a planet and it's 10 moons that just
Yeah,
will
well,
not
it's
move.
actually the kids almost aren't as terrible as the aging parents.
Oh, see, I don't, I'm better off with the aging parent, but then there's always those people that haven't seen each other for a long time, so they have a confab right in the middle of the aisle and will not freaking realize they're trying to get past them. Oh, these people. Anyway, moving
Okay,
on.
go.
So
Sorry,
then
sorry.
the next night I went to the happy hour, monthly happy hour, and Seaman Charlie and I sat there and looked around us at one point, and nobody's talking to us, and we're not talking to them. And I kind of leaned over to him as our dear friend Luigi is holding court, and I said, "Why do we do this again?" And he's like, "I don't know at this point," because both he and I, we used to be in the thick of things, and but now
Sure.
we're kind of retired, and we're kind of, from the main part of the community there. So
Well, then nobody
people
wants to
like
fuck
know
up.
who we are, and they'll come up and say, "Oh, hello, it's good to see you," and then they go off and do their thing,
Right, because nobody wants to fuck us anymore.
Right. Whereas the other friends that we have are clustered around, and yeah.
Sure. Yeah, so that's what I find when I'm out at one of the bars is like, oh my God, I feel like the people that I used to make fun of at the Merc. The
I
old
didn't make fun
guys.
of them, but I did give them like the "what are
Yeah.
you doing here" kind of, thing.
Yeah, come on. It's 5 o'clock on a Wednesday and you're getting
Yeah.
drunk.
Billy Joel's gonna write a song about you. And
Oh,
now
you
we're
know,
the ones sitting there looking around going, "I don't know these people."
It's did you hear that Billy somebody in an interview somebody said to Billy Joel, what kind of bar were you playing piano at in the song Piano Man? Because it sounds like a gay bar. And he goes, well, I mean, I guess it could have been a gay bar. And because you got a guy who's in the military for life and he's single, you've got a guy who wants to be an actor. You got some chick who's real estate, talks about real estate all the time. So, but never talks about anybody. There's an old man getting drunk to me, ne next to me, getting drunk on his tonic and gin. It just sounds like a lot of men sitting around at a bar, but throwing in the military, the Navy guy. He'll probably be in the Navy, Davy in the Navy for life. And he's like, well, I guess it could have been a gay bar. And I'm like, wow,
Job's a
now.
job.
You're going to hear it all in a way different way now.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of like when you go back and listen to the song by the Partridge Family, "I Think I Love You."
Don't
That song?
bother me. Don't ruin this for me. What?
No, when you go back
Yeah.
and listen to it again, listen to it as somebody who thinks that they might be gay.
Okay.
Lyrics will take on a completely new meaning.
I can hear it already. I can
Yeah.
hear it.
And I'll tell you, it made me really like the song so much more.
Well, I've been watching. This is terrible. This is what happens when you're old and you have YouTube. They have on these shows. I just watched one where they were talking about songs that you might not have known what they were really about.
Oh, yeah.
Like the last train to Clarksville. I'll
Oh.
meet you at the station, the old monkey song.
Okay.
Clarksville was where you picked up the train after you got you were what is it that you were in the draft. You got drafted and you were in the military, and so you went to Clarksville to get on the train to go to like Biloxi to go for training. And
Oh.
so it was talking about I'll meet you at the station because we're going to war, basically. And I'm like,
Huh.
what? And then there was what was the one that I just heard yesterday? Shit. Now I'm completely blank on them. They were mostly 70s songs. Oh, like Shannon. Shannon is gonna she's drifting out to sea. Remember that old song?
Yeah.
It's about his dog dying. Well, a dog dying.
Oh.
One of the guys from the I think it might have been Mike Love who wrote I Write the Songs. He was in the Beach Boys, and his dog had just died, and his dog's name was Shannon. So he went home and wrote the song about Mike Love's dog dying and how emotional he was about it. And it's like, oh no, damn it,
Yeah, there's
damn
another
it.
song I won't be able to listen to.
And if you listen at the very end of Loving You, she mentions her daughter's name, who of course now is on Broadway in Oh Mary and Saturday Night Live or Saturday Night Live, yeah, Saturday Night Live, Maya Rudolph. So she says, it's like I love you, Maya.
Aww.
So it's really interesting hearing the backstories to some of these songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry,
Yeah.
go ahead.
No. Okay. So, anyway, so I did that, and then afterward we went and ate at Roscoe's, which I swear every time I eat there, I'm always like, I swear the next time I go there, either I'm not ordering anything or I'm just gonna have their small salad because it's the only thing that I don't leave there feeling gross about. Well, this time I thought, you know what? I haven't had their shrimp. They have a fried, encrusted shrimp thing. And I'm like, let's try that. And of
Wait,
course,
I thought it was a burger.
so anyway, as
Okay,
I was
sorry.
saying, so of course, that's the one thing that they're all out of, and the one thing that everyone apparently is trying to order because they're out of it. So I ended up just punting and getting the burger again. I ate half the burger and went, nope, I'm done. This is like eating a salt lick. I am so tired of the food here. I swear next time maybe I'll just do like Clint does and have the $10 chocolate shake and but he gets food with it, and I'm like, I don't know how you can eat all that because if I ate that shake, I'd be full for like the next day.
Yeah, if I ate the shake, I'd be shitting in 10
Yeah,
minutes. So,
there you go. So anyway, I'm just and but we love going there not only for the ambiance, but
it's
because
gay.
gay, and we want to support our, we want to be around other gay people and support our gay community. And
Well,
but the
yeah.
food, they're just and you can tell because whenever we go in there, there's less and less people. So you can tell the menu hasn't changed for a long time, and it's all this, just it's not well done.
Yeah, it's greasy, or it's salty, or it's dry. I mean, they can't get it right, and
No.
that's why I don't go anymore. Sean was when they were doing stuff for the softball league. We were going down there for the bingo, and I'll take a water, please. You know,
At this point, I think that's probably the best thing on the menu. I actually drank two glasses of water while I was there because that burger was so damn salty.
Why
And
would it be salty?
the fries too, so salty. Well, and also I'm more sensitive to salt after, the fat shot. But the bacon, I swear, I don't know how the hell you can undercook, pre-cook bacon. It's the weirdest shit.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Well, and I'm sure if it's because it just seems like it's a prepackaged place, and that with that, because you go to BJ's or you go to a lot of these restaurants, and it's all prepackaged stuff, and which is great because it does cut down on spoilage, but at the same time, it's I can do the same food. I can order food and do the same thing, and it's less. So,
So I'm just getting kind of burnt out on that, so.
and I feel bad too because I want to go to a gay restaurant where there's a lot of gay people there, but I want the food to be good. Because going there and hating it, the whole thing about a restaurant is good food, good atmosphere, makes you want to come back.
Well, and when you're dumping $25 to $30, and that includes the tip, on something in this economy, you need a return for your investment. So anyway, also just a general thing, I've been addicted to this game called Royal Match, and I found over the past month or so that I've been doing the like, oh, that's a really good deal to get past that level, 99 cents for, yeah. Careful of that. Just don't. I have to stop doing it because I found out that I spent like $20 last month doing that. I'm like, no, I've always had this rule. Don't ever do those things.
I have never paid for that
Yeah,
stuff. And
but
I'm on like 5200 on Candy Crush and
dollars.
no level.
I don't know what level I'm on. I'm probably around like 900 on one of them, but anyway, it just no, just don't do it.
Don't do it.
Okay, so as far as watching, I watched another episode of Monarch Legacy of Monsters season two. I'm enjoying it, but not enough that I'm pressed to finish like the last three episodes, like
Oh,
super
okay.
quick.
The last three episodes, well, at least the last two episodes are really good.
Good. I'm looking forward to it. I hope so. And then, of course, I've been watching the Doctor Who again, and I just finished the Martha and the Donna seasons. And oh, God, to me, that is the pinnacle of the Doctor Who's the writing and the scripts and the stories and the Doctor Donna, all that whole series in there are just so brilliantly done. And then after that, I mean, they can be fun, but to me, they try to take themselves too seriously, or they kind of went downhill or something. And then when they got good again with like the Jodie and stuff like that, then it just all kind of, I don't know, they just all kind of fell apart. So I don't know. But I'm enjoying it right now. I'm kind of thinking about trying a Charmed marathon at least for a few seasons soon, but I'll tell you that I'm part of several Charmed groups on Facebook, and the one thing that's kind of making me tired of Charmed is listening to the fans, especially since Shannen Doherty died. Everyone hates on Phoebe. Like somebody will ask a question, the thing of which sister do you think had, power would you want the least, or would you have removed from the show, or what character? And they'll have the full cast, and everybody's after Phoebe. And I'm like, I don't have any problem pointing out the only reason that you guys are saying this is because Shannen Doherty died, so you're canonizing her, and she was really difficult to work with. She got fired from numerous shows. She always had some scandal going on. She was not a saint. Just because she's dead, that does not make her a saint.
Okay, was she not a saint because she, I see, I'm not, just not sure. She seems like a total bitch. But what I'm thinking is, they said the same thing about Suzanne Somers because she wanted to get paid the same as
No, it
John Ritter
wasn't that. I
did.
mean, she literally she had fights and
Okay.
problems on numerous shows. That doesn't mean that she wasn't a really good actress. That also doesn't
Oh,
mean that she
no.
wasn't my favorite sister in Charmed, and that doesn't mean that she necessarily should have been, whatever you feel about her, the fact is, and I'm not blaming it all on her. I'm sure that both she and Alyssa were at fault for having conflict. But the fact is, the showrunners chose Alyssa and not her.
Right.
And there has to be more of a reason there than just, oh,
I
they
agree.
chose sweet little Melissa. No, it wasn't that. So, whatever your feelings on it, anyway, it's the same thing as I'm not going to, canonize Alyssa Milano when she dies either. We're all human. We're all infallible. We're all doing our thing.
Yeah, but it's also
But stop
nice to.
fucking up the show for people by your behind the scenes drama shit.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with, finishing when the show's over with and one of the people die and it's like, everyone loves Lucy, but she was a terror. She was a terror. But you kind of forget that. Maybe Vivian Vance doesn't forget it, but a lot of and Angela Lansbury didn't forget it, but everybody else, they kind of oh, they're so and that's a natural thing, and it's and maybe it's better to let bygones be bygones, especially if they're dead.
And see, that's the thing though, is like if they did that, if they're like, oh, well, she's gone now. Let's remember the good things about her. Okay. But she's stop making her a saint and making the other people that she had conflicts with into demons when you don't even know really the
Right.
full facet of what was going on. Anyway, moving on from that, of course, we are moving into the movies that I watched, which were The Take night from 2016. It's Idris Elba. He's a rogue CIA agent, forms an unlikely partnership with a pickpocket, Richard Madden, who's very, very cute. And they stop a terrorist conspiracy in Paris. It's your basic action, misunderstood identity, go find the bad guy blowing people up type movie. So, but Idris Elba, oh, so sexy. Okay. Then I watched this movie from called Survive, which was from 2005. It's free on Prime. It's a French sci-fi disaster thriller. Half of it's in French, half of it's in English. And basically, it's about a family that's out on a boat, and then all of a sudden, the polarity of the Earth reverses, and basically, all the water from the oceans go onto the land, and all the ocean where oceans were, it all becomes like desert. And this only lasts for about a week, basically. But in that time, they have to basically find a way to survive and find other people and how it, yeah. And I'll tell you, early on, I was just like, oh shit. I didn't see that coming.
How does the water get on top of the land and not go back into the hole?
You know what? I just put my brain on silent
Okay,
and watched the film because
sorry,
honestly,
my
I
fault.
thought the same thing. I thought the same thing. I'm like, you're supposedly about 5 miles off of Cuba and you're French, but your father's English and you're American, and yet you have a killer who's out with his dog in the middle of the ocean somehow stalking you, finding you. What is going on? So I just put my brain on quiet and
Okay.
let the thing ride. There's the dad in that one is very hot, but don't get attached. Okay, moving on to The Breach, 2020. Bruce Willis basically is in a space ark carrying 300,000 humans to from Earth to a new colony on a different planet, and he gets attacked. They get attacked by a dangerous shape-shifting alien. Have you seen this one?
I can't imagine that I didn't, if it's got Bruce Willis in it.
Well, see, that's very interesting because when I watched it, I was like, I'm sure I've seen this. And then I'm like, I don't remember any of it. And then finally, I was like, oh, yeah, I've seen this shit. Not only that, but the ending is the only thing that I remembered and it stuck with me. But the whole, it's just a bad movie. Although, Bruce Willis, watch it for Bruce Willis. But the rest of it, poop. So. And then finally, Matinee Minutia, we watched Big Eden, a film that's very dear to your heart, as you were the one that brought it to Sacramento, the film festival, brought it to our attention. And I remember I have seen it two other times, but not for a long time. So basically, the story, in case you're wondering, is about this guy named Henry, played by Ari Gross. And his father has a stroke, and so he has to put his art career in New York on hold, come back to a small town of Big Eden, Montana, to care for him. And while he's there, also his best friend from high school, who he had a huge crush on and actually went through therapy to get over, et cetera, is also newly divorced with two kids, and he's back in town too. And then it looks like something might finally happen between them. But then there's this big, beautiful Indian man, Native American man, sorry, played by Eric Schweig, who's from like Lost to the Mohicans and other roles. And his name is Pike. And he runs a general store and he's also interested in Henry, but he's the strong, silent type. And I began actually watching the way that he was performing that and starting to wonder if the characters actually was actually. Had some like level one autism going on. But regardless, I fell in love with the film all over again. And Mr. DJ, who also watched it, said that it is now one of his new top favorite films. So it is a wonderful film and you should absolutely watch it.
It is. It's really a good film. And I remember we brought it to the film festival sight unseen, but they had some good reviews that I had read, and it's like we didn't have any guy film that was coming in. We like to do a men's film, ladies film, or female film, men's female, then a documentary. And then something that might appeal to everybody, but try to mix it up, and that we got lucky, and thank goodness for, because it was Jason, our friend Jason, who was somehow talking to the director online. I don't know what about, but and then he came. He said, "Oh, I know somebody that's working the film festival here." He called me. I contacted him, and it was funny because Linda, who was my co-chair, was on vacation for, I think, over the weekend, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And when she came back Monday, I said, "Oh, I found a men's film. I've already booked it." She's like, "What? What about the one we were going to do?" And I go, "I canceled that. We've got a new one, and it's got," and I told her, and she's going, "Okay." And then it was a huge hit, just huge.
It deservedly so. Do you know, did you ever notice that in the whole film they never said the word gay once?
I did not notice that.
They never said gay, they never said homosexual. He never came out officially. None of them actually ever officially came out. And the whole town who knew tried to get them together, and then they had this they had that whole small town like mind your own business don't get involved kind of thing. But yeah, they never said the terms gay or homosexual once, and there was never one character that weren't wasn't trying to help them get together.
I always think back at a quote from Holland Taylor, the actress Holland Taylor, when they say, how come you've never really come out? She goes, I've always been out. I don't have to come out. I am out.
Right.
And it's
Yes.
like, yes, yeah, it's it, and so you don't have to say gay. You don't have to say homosexual.
No.
And everyone knew and everyone cared
Yeah.
for the right reasons.
So I'm telling anybody that's listening to us, if you have not seen this film, go watch this film, Big Eden. And also, if you want to hear more in depth about it, next week, probably the new Matt Damon show will be out. So, all right, moving on to Love It or Hate It award shows. Well, we all know that Tom loves them.
I love them. And I'm very critical on them too. Oh, by the way, if you want to see Big Eden, it's streaming for free. Well, it's on Hulu and it's on Prime. So they're both available. You can also see it on like Tubi and stuff like that. But you'll see it with no commercials if you watch it on Hulu. So, unless you have commercials, but I love it because see what you can do, and I've mentioned this before, and I'll mention it again. On IMDb, you pull up the name, you pull up a movie, and then right below that, it'll say where you can stream it, buy it, or rent it. And this is, believe me, you'll save a lot of money when you're like going, I really want to watch Back to the Future. I better buy me a copy or rent a copy. And it's like it's somewhere for free. So there you go. Or it might be not for free, but you'll know where you can get it.
Did you know that I worked for Wolf Video for a while?
Me too. Well, I sold their products.
I worked on their emails,
I actually have a Big Eden apron.
their website. Oh, that's cool. It's such a good film. So, of course, I would have been the idiot waiting around for the best friend. I'm an idiot.
Oh, that
Moving
makes me,
on,
that kind of makes my mind
you know too
wander.
well, all right, moving on. Oh, by the way, when I was younger, I loved award shows so much. I would watch them all because, that's how you got to see celebrities and performing and stuff like that. But
Well, yeah.
now I watch the highlights on YouTube.
Well, for me, it depends. Like, I used to watch the Grammys and I hated them, but then 2 years ago, they had Sabrina Carpenter, and they just had this whole array of, oh, what's her name? The black female artist that's so good.
Dionne Warwick.
It starts with a D. One name. Anyway, she shut down the show on the Grammys with her performance. And it's like, and I remember somebody saying, well, it was somebody I watch on YouTube saying that the Grammys were the best Tony Awards she's ever seen. And so that was great. And the Tony Awards are always fantastic. And, whether or not you like what the Oscars do or the Emmys do, it's still nice seeing celebrities, especially if they're performing like the Grammys and the Tonys do. That makes it all the better. But I'll tell you, I've really the one I like the least right now is the Oscars. I hate the movies they nominate. I hate who they're giving awards to. I hate the fact that the movies that win half the time in the past few years, I hate. I mean, not just it didn't do anything for me. I just hate them. So, and what, of course, the nominees are so, and they don't pay homage to movies, really good movies, entertaining movies. It's like if Project Hail Mary doesn't pick up a bunch of nominations and Ryan Gosling doesn't win Best Actor at this point, I'm going to be pissed.
No, I'm right there for you. In fact, I keep seeing every once in a while, at like every other day or so, I'll see somebody on Facebook that says, "I just watched Project Hail Mary. Oh my God, I was in tears. I loved it so much." It's so good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what we got next. I think we're right up with Hey Chubbs.
Uh-oh.
And hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, craft fairs are popular events. It's a niche marketplace where people can sell their handmade wares. But some think that vendors selling 3D printed toys and objects shouldn't qualify as handcrafted art. What do you think?
That doesn't bother me. It sells or it doesn't sell. You know, the whole thing is when I go to a craft fair, there's probably 2% of the stuff that I think is decent and all the rest of it's crap to me. But you know what? To somebody else, they're going to like, you know, the 8% that I don't like. And it's a subjective thing. Craft fair, I just don't want, you know, Toys R Us or Pennies to be in there with a booth. So, I mean, to me, it's, I remember when, because they have this, what do they call it? The one that comes in the fall every year here. And they, it's a big craft fair. They usually have it at Cal Expo. And you walk through there and you're going, oh, great. Here's another dip, you know, where you can get the seasonings to make your own dips. And they have all the little
Oh,
stick
that's
pretzels, and
food
it's great to eat it,
festival.
but you know, I'm not paying, you know, $5 for a dip mix that I can make myself. But then that, you know, then you go to this place that has these really cute handmade L's, you know, that okay, those are kind of cute. And then you go over to, you know, another place and they're, you know, they'll make flags for you, you know, or they have flags that they've remade, and it's just, it's subjective.
No,
And
I
it's, yeah, somebody wants to do 3D art, it's 3D art.
Right. I in if somebody's buying patterns for something off of, I don't know, Amazon or something that you feed into the 3D printers and it prints out a castle or something. I mean, okay. I mean, like you said, it'll sell or it doesn't. But then I can see, okay, well, maybe more people, artists that have to work harder would be a little bit annoyed by that. But if you're somebody who is basically coding or crafting these things from scratch and then having them printed out, you're still using your creativity. So,
Right. And it's you know, it really comes down to if it sells, it sells. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's like a movie, you know, like when they did Beyond the Poseidon Adventure. A terrible movie. It didn't sell. No one remembers it. Who cares? Okay.
All right. Hey Chubbs, Lindsey Graham died. Lady G, if you know, you know. Does the public have a right to know about a politician's sexual orientation, or is it always or is that always private unless they choose to disclose it? Well, let me tell you, Sister Timothy, here's my opinion, and that is, if you are going to vote against gay rights and you're a fucking closet queen, and frankly, everybody in the world can look at you mincing around and know that you're a flaming little butterfly, then yeah, you're gonna be outed and you should be out. So,
Yeah,
fuck off.
I agree. You know, it's like, you know, I have made the mistake in my lifetime of saying something that I shouldn't have said. And I learned from that at a young age. But at this point, if there was, you know, if there's somebody and I know they're gay, and I have any kind of power to expose them for that, I would. I mean, look at with a Big Titty Brian, Christine Ohm's husband. I mean, he's not gay, but he's obviously wants to be a big titty whore, online.
to be a big titty transsexual, and or cross dresser at least.
But
But
he
the
said
thing
whore.
about
He
that
called
too,
himself a whore.
right? No, I'm I,
Yeah.
yeah, but qualifying, he wants to be
Sure.
transgender or transsexual whore or whatever. But I also believe in that case that he has a degradation fetish, so that the more that he gets shit about it publicly, the more that it kind of gets him off.
Probably. Yeah.
That's just my opinion, though.
Sure. Mine too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't, but I mean, if it's malicious and it's to somebody who's done nothing wrong, then no, let them make their own choices.
Right. And say, like, we were talking recently about celebrities. And if you're in the closet as a celebrity, or you just don't want to come out, that's fine. You should come out on your own time, whatever. Who cares, for the most part?
Right.
But
Well,
if
like
you're
Barry
a
Manilow.
politician, what?
Barry Manilow, perfect example. He
Yeah.
didn't come out because his audience was female and the females loved him. But then he didn't understand that females, well, at that time it
Yeah.
did matter, but he also didn't realize the females knew they weren't going to be his lover, but
Right.
they loved him.
Yeah.
And then he realized that, and once that happened, he realized he could come out.
And in case for me is thinking about the guy on Heartstopper, where you're 18, you're on a show, and people are pushing you to come out, and to the point where they're ready to expose you. That I think is wrong, especially for
Yeah.
somebody young enough that maybe they don't know fully yet who or what they are. But when you're talking about Lindsey Graham, who have fucked over gay people left and right, and helped cut AIDS research and USAID and all this stuff, and is responsible for hundreds of thousands of people dying, no, bitch, you don't get a free pass.
Right.
Sorry. Okay, moving on. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know. Las Vegas was once a bustling tourist destination. It's recently seen a drastic decline in visitors. Do you think it's because the city has changed or because travelers have changed? And I say, I think it's because the city hasn't changed and they are dirty and they need to update their shit and make it refreshed and new. But that's
See,
just my opinion.
I don't find that at all.
What? How dare you?
See, I think the problem with Vegas right now, there's a couple problems. One of
Okay.
them is that people are hurting for money right now, because it's the
Well,
same
yeah,
problem they're
that's
same
true.
problem they're having on Broadway. People don't have the money to spend $150, $200 to go see a play or a
Right.
musical. Well, they also don't have the money to go and waste gambling in, what are you doing?
I'm trying to pick up a lid.
Oh, okay.
Move
It was
along.
okay. But gambling and the shows there, it's going to Vegas is not pricey.
Right.
It does, the hotels are going to cost you, even if you go to a motel. The motels are expensive there because they know they can be. And it's just people don't want to go where it smokes. People smoke, and that you can smoke in the casinos, which is weird. And like, for instance, I don't gamble, and I don't go and drink out, and I don't like being around smokers.
Right.
It's to me, it's just not appealing, and it's so spread out, it's so big, it's hard to get around. And it's hot during the summertime. It's really hot, and so I think that's a big deterrent. And tourism being locked down between the tariffs and between ICE, I'm not surprised that Vegas isn't suffering, and I'm surprised that places like Disneyland and Universal Studios, as well as Broadway, as all these And major cities are complaining about tourism being down because nobody wants to come here, because the foreign people don't want to come because of Trump and because of ICE. And
Right. Well, not to mention people from Canada with the cities and stuff that had depended on tourism up in the top part of the U.S. Nobody's coming.
Yeah, they're not coming. And
Yeah.
they know that ICE isn't going to get them, but they don't care. They just don't, you know, if you can't shit on your neighbor and expect them to come over and bring you cupcakes.
Right. Exactly.
So yeah.
Unless they're the special cupcakes
That Lindsey Graham got.
All right. Well, I remember. Oh, by the way, thank you, Timothy. Those were really good questions.
And very, very, very like up to date, you know.
Yes.
I mean, the whole Lindsey Graham thing. So that's
Right. All right. I remember the Breakfast Club.
I saw it. I want to say it was opening day. Yeah, and it was playing in what was it's the West End of the Valley. Oh, West End. I think it was called West End. The theater, it was playing down there. And so I remember going to see it. And so that was, what year was that? Do you have a year? It was like 85, 86.
Yeah, something like that. I'll look it up. You keep
It
going.
doesn't matter. But I had just gotten to Los Angeles. I was into the acting, you know, trying to get to be an actor. And I see a show like The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
And to me, that was like, that's what movies. That's a it's a great movie, by the way.
Yeah.
The acting is great. The just the telling of that time period was so correct and so on point. And if you notice, they did it's the whole movie is done with stereotypes. Okay, just mentioning that. But and it totally works because it was well written, well acted, well directed. It's probably one of the top 10 movies of the 80s.
Yeah, and deservedly so. I probably listened to the soundtrack before I saw the movie, because I think I would have had to have seen the movie on VHS. So I probably saw it about 1988-ish, but still, I remember it like being really having an impact, and I actually recorded. Of course, back then it was the audio recording where you set the recorder in front of the television speaker and recorded it. But I remember recording like the whole movie, and I would listen to the movie and I would act out the scenes in my head and memorize all the dialogue and everything. That was a really.
Were you Molly Ringwald?
I was all of the characters because that's just,
Okay.
I was that good. It was a one man show. But yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right.
Actually, that might be a good play to convert to. You do convert the play. It's a one person play, playing all the roles.
That would be very, that could be done pretty easily. I mean, that's
Yeah.
very well done. I mean, obviously, I didn't identify with Molly, and I didn't identify with the sports jock guy, although, having parents that were not understanding and overbearing, but the rest of them I could pretty much identify with, especially the weird one. But yeah, Ally Sheedy's character, who basically just went there because she didn't have anything else to do on a Saturday. So yeah. Anyway, wonderful film,
Yeah.
great soundtrack. Okay, and then we have what's in your lunchbox? Well, let's start out with Mr. Moose, who says, I'm baking again. And this is for my friend's birthday. Carrot cake with cheese cream frosting, cream cheese frosting. Yum. I've made so many of these this year. I should go into business. Please do and learn how to ship them, and you'll have customers. So,
Because you what all you have to do is freeze them and
yeah.
keep them in a freezer pack and send it directly to Matt's house and we will split it.
Yeah. I mean, that's beautiful. I have not, I don't, I haven't made a cream cheese frosting in a very long time.
Either have I. I got
Yeah.
into butter frosting and
Yes.
completely, lost track of the cream cheese frosting, which is so good.
It is. All right. Next up, baking a lasagna tonight. Lots of garlic instead of ricotta. I made bechamel and added a added blend of cheeses to it, like he likes it better. Yes. And that is beautifully cooked. I love it when it has that beautiful, like, just caught on the top like that. It's so good. And then we have ordered tom kha soup today. Very similar to Thai red curry, chicken, red and green peppers, cherry tomatoes as a hot and a hot as hell curry sauce, spicy and good. It looks wonderful.
There's a really good Thai place right across the street from the bar there. Well, actually, okay, it's the Depot, and then across the street you have that one restaurant.
Yeah.
A couple down from there, there's a Thai place, and
Oh.
it's actually on the Michelin list.
Oh, is that the new one? The new Michelin one?
It's some new. It was last year. So it's been a year, but we went in and I had a soup similar to this, and it was so good. So good.
And now Tom's going to tell us about this
Oh,
beautiful pizza.
okay. Well, we just had a new place open in town. Actually, it's right up next to the gym and Popeyes. So it just opened, and so I thought, well, we'll go ahead and tr let's try it because. It's local, and it's brand new. So this was it's a garlic delight with pepperoni and sausage, tomato and red onion. It was okay.
I was going to say it looks like it needed to cook a little longer, or the onions needed more caramelization or something.
Well, it what it needed was it's so uniformed.
Oh.
It's kind of a turnoff for me.
Okay.
I like a pizza that looks like you just threw stuff on it and it baked and look, it's wonderful. But this looked like you're trying to make a pizza perfect for a
Symmetrical
picture.
pizza.
Something that's that you can take a picture of and people go, ooh. For me it was I did it was by the time I got to it, it was a little tad cold and I don't like cold cheese. So I did heat up my second round, and that was better. And at the but it was a lot of garlic, a lot of garlic. Like I haven't had that much garlic in a long time. So I'm gonna have it for lunch after we're done recording, and I'll let you know later if it got better because I'm gonna throw it in the air fryer and get it crispy again.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah,
I
but.
hope it's good.
Yeah, I do too, because they have a lot of really interesting sounding pizzas. And it was nice because they opened up maybe a month ago. And when I went in, they have five tables. Three of them had people eating pizza on, which is what? And probably because it had air conditioning and it was so hot that everyone, well, we'll eat there and then we'll go home into our hot apartment. But yeah, so it was they seem to be doing well. So we'll see. Sean liked it a lot, so we'll probably end up going back and we'll try something different.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that, thank you, Mr. Moose, for all those beautiful photos. And if you want to see all those photos, including Tom's pizza, go ahead and go over to What's in Your Lunchbox at facebook.com/chubsgonewild. Email us things for the show at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. You can find my other projects and books over at justkisstheguy.com. And of course,
And if you're watching us on YouTube, not only can you look at how fabulous my hair is, I'm doing the Gavin Newsom today, but you can also see the neck folds on it, which is really attractive. Not. You can like, you can subscribe, But definitely, if you're watching us on YouTube, let us know you're watching us on YouTube.
And now we're going to listen to a little song about Tom's neck. And we
Ooh.
will catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Let's begin. Met you on the dance floor, neon in the haze. You were looking at the ceiling in a techno daze. I caught a glimpse of secret where the lights are dim. I knew right then I had to know the state of your under chin. They talking about your eyes, they hypnotize, but I'm not on a different prize. It's a chin skin, so sexy, such a sin. Forget the rest, let me begin. I wanna lick your under chin skin, oh, oh yeah, oh yeah. The perfect place for me to be in. My love is thick, I cannot feel it. I wanna lick your to hide the spot, but in the sweaty club, baby, it's getting hot. That little patch of paradise, so soft and so sublime, it's calling out my name. It's almost feeding time. They talking about your eyes, they hypnotize, but I'm lost.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.